My name is Hogan Choi.
My name is Riley O'Buckley, and we're going to do the COVID-19 Argive Project interview at 6:41 p.m. on September 21st, 2021. All right, so do you, Hogan, give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I do.
All right, so name one way that your life has drastically changed since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I usually really like to stay in my house, so there hasn't been a really major impact toward my personal life. Obviously, concerning education and social interaction, there has been some effects in that area. Riley, give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do.
Okay, so my first question is, when you first heard about the COVID outbreak in Wuhan, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction to hearing it, I was initially, kind of concerned. I pay attention to, sicknesses, outbreaks in, different countries. So I just sort of thought it was going to be another thing, like Ebola, where it's going to be, a quick, blob in a little area, and then it'll go away after a while. But after I saw it starting to spread to Europe and other parts of Asia, I got a bit concerned, and, well, that's how it led to this.
Yeah.
All right, so what is one thing that helped you get through the pandemic?
So I'm really close with my family, so us being together, I felt that helped me get through the pandemic, because we supported each other through any other problems. And also, movies and games and other entertainment sorts helped me get through quarantine. Riley, so what did you do during quarantine? How was quarantine for you? And do you believe you changed in any way during this period?
During quarantine, it kind of was just what I would do in an average weekend. I would usually just stay home. I didn't have any, reason to go out to see friends. So I stayed home. I studied, read some books, played video games with my friends online, talked to my family, watched movies, what you would do, at home if you had a lot of free time. I definitely changed over the course of the pandemic. I became a bit more reserved, introverted. I already was an introvert, but I definitely became a bit more so. So, yeah, I'd say overall it wasn't terrible, but, it definitely had an impact on me. Do you think the pandemic has more negatively or positively affected your life?
In general, I think I wasn't that affected by COVID, but regarding education and just my communication skills in general, it has been in the more negative side. So obviously during quarantine, we had education through Zoom. Do you think that had any effect on you? And if so, how much?
It absolutely did affect me. I used to have, I was a high 90s student, and when the quarantine happened in online schooling, my grades sort of plummeted down to 70s, 80s. It wasn't really good for me. Overall, it definitely negatively impacted me. What are your thoughts on the pandemic right now, and do you think things will get better or worse?
So currently, right now, there is the Delta variant surge and other strands of COVID that have been affecting a lot of people. But I feel like with the vaccine and the booster shots on its way, it is going to get a lot better. The trend right now is looking very hopeful, and I believe in the near future we'll be able to get over this quickly. My question is, so at first we didn't know how severe COVID was going to be, but if we did, do you believe we could have prevented it from happening or minimized the damage in any way?
Prevent? Absolutely not, unfortunately, because people will not always listen to the government and regulations and stuff, because, freedom and stuff, I guess. But we definitely could have minimized a lot of damage, because most of the deaths we saw happening during, the early parts of it, when it started to spread really fast. So, yeah, we definitely could have minimized the damage, but not overall prevent it. All right, so how is the pandemic limiting you right now, or is it not limiting you at all?
So overall, aside from the mask, I believe it's not really limiting me a lot. Concerning academics, everything seems fine. It seems very normal for me to do this. However, regarding extracurricular activities, there are a lot of restrictions in that area. So, last question. In the aftermath of COVID, do you think it will have any major impacts on our society?
Absolutely. We're going to see, I imagine, a lot more like care towards like many outbreaks of like a new strain of something in like different countries, because as we can see, if something like, you know, spikes like happened with COVID, we could lose out millions of lives. So that's a serious problem. And I believe that masks are going to be used a lot more if you're like sick in public. So it's already been being used in like Asian cultures for a long, long time. But now we're going to see it a lot more in Europe, North America, and parts like that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.